Now, as you heard there in the news, former junior minister Ivor Callaly has been jailed for 5 months for fraudulently claiming mobile expenses at Leinster House whilst he was a senator. Well, for more on the man himself, I'm joined now by political journalist Fiach Kelly. Fiach, thank you for joining us this morning. You were at the sentencing there. Tell us a bit about Ivor Callaly and his own political career.
Yeah, the sentencing is just finished. Ivor Callaly was brought away by the prison service. He was dressed well, as usual. He has a reputation for being a colourful and controversial figure, Ivor Callaly. His political career began really, a stalled political career began in 1989 when he won a seat for Fianna Fáil in Dublin North Central, carving out a third seat in a four-seat constituency dominated by Charles Taughey. So it was quite a feat for him to do that. He effectively kind of made Clontarf his own area and soaked up votes around there. As a result, it led to a lot of friction with the Taughey family. But his main kind of impact on the public consciousness and on the political system was his attention-grabbing gimmicks. Like, he used to have a VW Beetle that was painted day-glow tangerine, that he had a caravan in the back that he used to go around and meet his constituents in. He also was a prodigious fundraiser. In 1 year, he raised €70,000 in a golf classic that was half of all the monies raised by the TDs in the Dáil. So he was always a colourful character, but he was eventually appointed to a junior ministry by Bertie Ahern, I think, 13 years after coming into the Dáil in 2002. He was initially Minister for Health, or junior Minister for Health with responsibility for the elderly, and later moved to the Department of Transport. But like, those periods weren't without controversies either. He also had a kind of a lavish refurbishment of his offices in the department, costing €20,000. He also, again, a testament to his publicity-seeking habits, spent twice the photographic budget of Micheál Martin, the senior minister in health at the time. So there were controversies, and then his ministerial career came to an end in 2005. There had been a number of incidents, and he'd be basically told by Bertie Ahern, look, you're on your last warning here. But the final straw came when it emerged that a construction company had paid for the painting of his home in Clontarf in the early 1990s. His resignation even itself was colourful. Bertie Ahern sought basically to fire him. It was the morning after the budget. Brian Kelm was the Minister for Finance at the time. He was due to go on your show there, hosted by Pat Kenny at the time, and explain about the budget. But he couldn't get on air. He was left kicking his heels outside because one Ivor Callaly was in, explaining what he was doing and offering an explanation for what had happened. But it didn't save him. He lost his job, and then he lost his seat in 2007, and he came back as a Taoiseach nominee to the Seanad. So that's where the controversy that he is now embroiled in started, that he began claiming mobile phone expenses when he was in the Seanad, which led him to this path today.
Absolutely. And it was interesting that he was brought back as a Taoiseach's nominee to the Seanad after all he had been through.
It was, because Bertie Ahern, by most accounts, kind of was pretty unhappy with him by the end, the fact that he had been into so many scrapes. But the word was that he took losing his seat particularly badly, and then he actually ran for the Seanad and didn't get elected. So there was a huge surprise when he was announcing the Taoiseach's nominees, but he got in there and he quite quickly became embroiled in not just this controversy. There was an issue about him claiming travel expenses from his holiday home in West Cork.
Yeah, that was his main residence or something,
yeah,
wasn't it?
And it was kind of felt that he should have been claiming from his residence in Clontarf, but that was another matter.
Fiach, as part of the case, part of the defence has been that Ivor Callaly has suffered serious personal, political and financial setbacks. What do we know about what he's talking about there?
I suppose the personal, political, he could kind of argue that he was a senator when this first came about. He's not a senator now, although he was a Taoiseach's nominee. He probably never had a chance of getting re-elected anyway. He could have felt, look, maybe I could have re-established my political base in the constituency, and maybe went for a tilt at it again. His reputation is now in ruins. That's not going to happen. So you would imagine the financial cost of that comes with that too. And the court also heard that he separated as well. So there's obviously a personal cost to all this for him. But in handing down the custodial sentence, Judge Mary Ellen Ring said it is very important, not the length of the sentence, but the fact of the sentence, the fact that he had breached the trust placed in him by the electorate as a public representative. That was the major factor here, she said.
Mm. And can I ask you, Fiach, I mean, how is he viewed within the political classes? Like, what does it mean for Fianna Fáil? Is this a previous regime? Does it matter to them to see Ivor Callaly go down like this today for expense fraud? Will they be concerned about this, or is it a past day's news story?
I think he's associated with Fianna Fáil, but they would hope that he'd be associated as a past tense news story. But like I just mentioned earlier on, that Micheál Martin, he was Micheál Martin's junior when Micheál Martin was Minister for Health. So there is that connection there. He was part of a Fianna Fáil that Micheál Martin was also part of. They would hope that people won't remember that. But to be honest, he's mostly seen as more of a kind of tragic comic figure within the political system. The nature of his rise, all those gimmicks I spoke of, the nature of his fall was comical in itself. So it's almost like a tragicomedy type figure here. It's not just that he's Fianna Fáil. It's that he's a brand unto himself. He's Ivor the Engine. It was all the things he did himself that kind of make people pretty much look on him and kind of laugh sometimes.
Yeah, you can say laugh, but equally, I mean, he doesn't give up. I mean, that legal battle around the Shannon Committee on members' interests, that went all the way to the Supreme Court. Claiming expenses from.
It did, and I think the Shannon's committee was found to kind of overstep the mark, as far as I remember. But he doesn't give up. But he actually eventually did give up in this case. He admitted guilt on 4 counts earlier this year, and he said, look, the 4 counts I did claim those expenses fraudulently. And actually, just in the sentencing hearing this morning, again, Judge Mary Ellen Ring said the lateness of that admission of guilt was one of the factors that led her to decide that a custodial sentence was needed. So he gave up on this occasion. He didn't before. He now has to spend 5 months in prison.
And you say you were in court this morning. Did you see Ivor Callaly when sentence was announced? How did he react?
He was taking notes at the time, but I looked up as he was leaving. He was dressed, as I suppose he always was, in a kind of a tidy dark suit with a green tie, and he looked well turned out as usual. I think he was kind of relatively impassive. Observers said afterwards that he was led out by the prison service. He was led straight down afterwards and didn't give much away.
You'd have to suspect that he would have been expecting a sentence today.
You would think so, given the way the hearing was going, that you would expect he was expecting some sentence. But others said maybe he wasn't. But I think he may feel relieved to get off of 5 months. His defence counsel had argued that maybe kind of community service was the more appropriate way to deal with this, that his offences weren't on the higher end of the scale. It was €4,000 thereabouts. He had paid it back. But given that, the breach of trust was such an element of what the judge said, then perhaps he should have expected that he would be going to prison for some period of time.
Okay, well, Fia Kelly of the Irish Times, thanks very much indeed for joining us this morning.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.